Trip, Mary. Sunnyside. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 27th, 1898. Dear Sister Mary Tripp, we were distressed as we heard of the death of your husband in the far-off land of Africa, and you may be assured that you have our sympathies. We are anxious to hear from you in regard to how this affliction affects your relation to the work. We feel so sad that when laborers are so few, we should lose two of our missionaries. This is a sad blow which you must feel deeply. Would it not be best for you to come to Australia? Here you will find friends and a place to labor after you have had a period of rest. Where your place shall be, we cannot now specify, but for one of your experience, there are many places where you can labor for the Master. Please consider this matter. Willie White's family are all the picture of health. Ella May has never been so well and healthy as in Currumbong. Mabel is as tall and solid in flesh as Ella, and more so. She is the picture of health and is strong physically. The twin boys are robust little fellows, full of activity and play. Mabel has a good deal of the care of them, keeping them out of doors, which is a blessing to the boys as well as to herself. Both the girls are in school. We have an excellent school. All the buildings erected are well filled, yes, crowded full. We would be very much pleased to see you after so long a separation. Will you please write to us in regard to your own health and the mission, which has so recently been bereft of its workers? We desire so much to know the particulars of your husband's sickness and death, and also of Brother Carmichael's death. In our papers, we have read the history of that field and of your missionary labors. You have had Christ with you in all places and at all times, and all paths are holy to them that walk with him. As his representatives, you have suffered with him. You have suffered deprivation in a foreign country. You have been saddened by the sight of poor, wretched beings dying around you for want of food and clothing. Throughout his life on earth, Christ was a divine missionary, and his love for souls was not quenched by hunger, thirst, or weariness. He was the world's greatest teacher. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We will rejoice in that we can be laborers together with God, that we can be humble instruments for his use. He flashes the light of his own pure heavenly truth into the chambers of the mind and into the soul temple of the needy souls who long for that light and truth that he alone can impart. Oh, how thankful my soul is in your behalf, that in your bereavement and trial, that one who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, who was often hungry and thirsty, can take in all your wants, your trials, your suffering, your loneliness. The Lord Jesus is your helper, your restorer. The giver of all blessings will comfort and bless and strengthen you and all who suffer in doing his work. Let us hear from you at once.